As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
As these draft boards start building up around the league, 32 teams have different, you know, valuations on different players, and they come in all different categories. But there have been longstanding two categories that a lot of teams have gone by. One is the category of injury concerns. That would be like Michael Penix last year. That could be Taylor Shuck. Tyler Shuck this year, a guy that has gone through a lot. A guy's a little bit older, and he's had a number of significant injuries. Well, the Atlanta Falcons overlooked that last year, obviously, when they took Michael Penix. And there's a number of players that fall into this category that fall out of the first round because people are worried about whether or not they can come back from a knee injury or a foot injury or a shoulder injury or a stinger or something of that nature. Number two would be character concerns. And this is where, obviously, guys have been in trouble off the field. And, you know, you go into deep... When you're trying to figure out your first round pick, you're going really deep into their character background to find out if there's anything back in that in the background that is going to give you pause to give somebody some guaranteed money up front. And now, according to Jay, and I think this is right, there is a third. And I go back, and I'm going to be with Peyton Manning this afternoon doing something with him. Mm. I go back to Peyton Manning because I think this is the Peyton Manning rule. And I think a lot of teams have had this, but now there's another reason why you would add this other part of the puzzle to these categories. And that is whether or not a player truly loves the game of football.
Mm.
And the reason why that would become such a big part of the process now is because of the nil deals and how much money a lot of these guys are getting and the entitlement aspect of them. So reading between the lines and reading about all different things said about Shedeur Sanders, number one, number of his interviews didn't go well. And he gave off like an air of entitlement. You know, we've read that. There are certain situations where maybe it's more important about being the quarterback off the field as opposed to being the quarterback on the field. You see, so that is the third category that I think Peyton Manning elevated that in the eyes of a lot of general managers and personnel people around the league. I think that was Peyton's initial impact on the league. And I think everybody has been held to that standard. And then I think Tom Brady took it to a whole nother level.
Yeah, all right, a couple of things. One, Aaron Glenn addressed this, you know, a couple of times and since he's been the Jets head coach about how he looks for that more than anything in the players these days. Mm-hmm. So I do like that part of Aaron Glenn, even though I've been against the hire of those guys since the beginning, but just shows you what Jay is saying is right. Another thing, though, I know that these guys are young and they still need some life experience. But in the case of Shedeur, I know he's flashy, he showed the watch, he's got the $100,000 car, whatever it is. But he has got to know, being Shedeur Sanders, with his dad as Deion, that if he doesn't take this seriously, put the work in like he had to do down at the
Jackson State,
then at Colorado, that he's going to be a joke. He has to know that. So if you're telling me that he's not taking it seriously or going through the motions because he already got a bunch of money in college, then shame on him for not understanding that. Yeah. But I don't believe that's the case. I think he does know that. And you can also, you can be flashy or seem like you're, you know, putting yourself on a pedestal and then also put the work in as well. And I'm not worried about that part of him. I don't think he's any good is, you know, why I wouldn't draft
all right.
him.
All right, well, I'm just saying I feel bad for the kid because he has to live under a huge spotlight, and Deion has not hidden him at all. I mean, coached him in high school, coached him, you know, at Jackson State, and then ultimately brought him to Colorado and just, you know, put him up in the Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
Yeah. After 2 years at a 13-14 record or something. I mean, like, Deion's not hiding him at all. I mean, he's putting him out there. And I just, you know, I feel bad for the kid because I think he's got to live up to, like, unreal expectations. Now, part of me says that, you know, he wants those unreal expectations and he wants to live up to them and he should be able to handle it given, you know, the way the things that have gone on in his life. But I don't know if it's actually going to transfer to the NFL or not. I thought a month ago, how did the Giants not take him? And now, as we get here on draft day, with all the things that have been said and written, I mean, it's like, man, is he going to fall out of the first round? And that may happen. I mean, that really could happen, and that could be the ultimate wake-up call like it was for me.
You know what is interesting, though, and I know that you know, we talked about what type of quarterback the Giants want. They want an Eli clone. They drafted Daniel Jones. He was an Eli clone. Now they're apparently zeroing in on Jackson Dart, who went to Ole Miss. It's like this is one of the things we're talking about from the Shedeur Sanders standpoint, and it has nothing to do with the race thing like Dan and Carteret was talking about. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a personality thing where, you know, it's like a more of a ho-hum, here we go, not going to cause any waves, I'm the quarterback, Giants pride, and so on.
Yeah, there's no question. If they ended up with Shedeur Sanders, it would be the lead story everywhere.
Yeah.
Here.
Right, and I don't think they are going to draft him. And if Brian Daboll believed in him and thought that the guy was a can't-miss quarterback, then they would draft him. But I think it's the combination of the fact that he probably thinks he's more like a mid-first-round guy as opposed to going number three overall, with the fact that maybe the Giants don't want that type of noise around the quarterback position. I don't know.
If he comes off as an entitled kid who made a lot of money nil-wise, you know, that third category that Jay Glazer was talking about, does he truly love football or does he want to be a part of football because of what football brings to him as a celebrity, then I think there's going to be a lot of reticent general managers not wanting to touch that.
Yeah, but yeah. I agree with all of that. I really do think, though, that Shedeur knows he has to put in the work and isn't going to just step on the NFL field and think that he's going to be the greatest thing ever. I mean, and Deion, by the way, is as much of a showman as he is, I'm sure is telling him that every single day.
I don't.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face.
That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What I think is I think that they're, you know, that they've been playing this thing up now for 2 years. And this is one of the reasons why I think, not only because of the money and because of the opportunity that Colorado had given Deion, but it also puts a spotlight on his son and gives his son a chance to say, you know, or at least play major college football and prove to people that he can play at that level. So the numbers tell you he can play at that level.
Yeah.
But the way he got those numbers and other things that may be happening around him, that may not be for every coach or every general manager or every owner in the NFL. That's what I'm talking about, and that's that third rail that Jay Glazer is pointing out.
Yeah, and we'll see if that's a fair thing or not. But the fact of the matter is that all you can do on draft day is project into the future based on the evidence that you have now.
I think that, you know, for him, he's got to go somewhere where there is a strong structure in place that can hold him accountable. There has to be a strong head coach, and there has to be somebody that's demanding, that holds people accountable, and that is offensive in nature and understands how to deal with quarterbacks and their egos.
I mean, Sean Payton would be a guy that I would say does that. I mean, Mike Tomlin, I think he gets a lot of credit for that, but I don't think that's right, because he had a lot of guys go rogue under him. You know, the Ben Roethlisberger situation, Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell, I mean, George Pickens.
Who, by the way, now supposedly scrubbed the social media of the Pittsburgh Steelers from, I guess, who he's following.
Yeah, so he's right.
That's the new kind of like clue that something's going on. What, does he want a new contract and he's not getting one?
No, it's not that. I think it's, he's been in trade rumors, apparently, about how they're going to draft a wide receiver and then trade him because he's been a pain in the ass. So, but point being that everybody thinks, oh, you know, go to Mike Tomlin and Mike Tomlin will straighten him out. There's a lot of examples of guys going there and just, woo!
All right, so let me ask you a question. I would hope Shadur, you know, a place where I think that Shadur maybe, just maybe, with the right coach in the right situation, may be successful. The Rams.
Yeah, I like that. And also, he kind of, I mean, one of the things Phil said was the lot of short throws from Shadur Sanders. That's definitely a deal with the offense there. Now, you know, Matthew Stafford is going to be there for
two more years at least.
Yeah.
Well, good. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
And you have a head coach that you is engaged, is offensive in nature.
Yeah.
They're going to have a good team.
Right.
They're going to have much, you know, they were a good team last year, you know, going into the playoffs. So
where do they pick again?
I think they're like 22nd or 23rd, maybe.
They are 26.
26, okay.
Man, if he falls all the way at 26, that's going to be something. 21 was the one where I thought it would stop.
So the other story about, a couple stories around this. Number one, Kirk Cousins. What's going on with him? Number two, what's going on with Aaron Rodgers? Is Aaron Rodgers waiting to after the draft to see what the Steelers do in the draft?
Dude, all right. Are you somebody that takes Aaron Rodgers at his word or not?
Yeah, I kind of think so, yeah.
All right, then that's not what he's doing. What he's doing is he apparently, as he said on McAfee many times, that he's dealing with something serious in his personal life, and he needs to give all his attention to that. And he's been upfront with the teams that have been interested in him, saying, this is what I'm doing now, and I'm not going to tell you what I'm doing until I get this thing squared away. Then we can talk. Now, if he's, I've never been the biggest fan of Aaron Rodgers, but if he is using some sort of personal tragedy as a smokescreen to see where these teams are going to draft or what their situation looks like or waiting for an injury, then that's diabolical. I don't think he's doing that. I think that he's serious about what he's saying.
Why would he be out there playing catch with DK Metcalf?
Well, he was asked that question. He said that's part of the process of me learning about an organization and seeing if I want to do this. So he did that. He hasn't come up with his decision yet because he has to deal with this other thing, is what he said. So I'm just going to take him for his word at that juncture because I can't imagine him going on TV and saying all that stuff and lying about it. So, that's all. You're gonna find out a lot about, you know, what the plans are for the Pittsburgh Steelers if they end up drafting Shedeur Sanders. Now, I know that Aaron Rodgers could mentor him. I don't know, mentor a kid and all of that, but I don't think that the quarterback room of Aaron Rodgers trying to salvage one more year out of his career and Shedeur Sanders being there is something that is a smart thing to do. That seems to me like a little bit of a, you know, combustible situation.
Well, we all know the Steelers need another quarterback. They actually need two more quarterbacks.
Yeah. So there you go. Could be those two guys. That'd be a crazier quarterback room than the Giants have.
It's probably why Carson Wentz still hasn't signed with anybody.
He hasn't, right?
I don't think he has.
Yeah. I mean, I think the league looks at him as
another stopgap and just, you know, maybe a last ditch kind of effort situation.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, look at the Giants. They picked up two stopgap guys that weren't Carson Wentz. Just shows you what they thought of him.
True.
Two stopgaps. Stopgaps all over the place.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series, where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.